The X Zone radio and TV show is largely an opinion talk show. All opinions, comments, or statements of fact expressed by Rob McConnell's guests are strictly their own and are not to be construed as those of the X Zone radio and TV show or in any manner endorsed by Rob McConnell, Relmar McConnell Media Company, Talkstar Radio Network, its affiliated stations, or employees.
Welcome to the X Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell, and for the next 4 hours, I'm going to be your host and your guide as together we cross the time-space continuum to this place that I call the X Zone. It's a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard. It's a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And the X Zone comes to you Monday through Friday from 10 p.m. Eastern until 2 a.m. Eastern, right here live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network and our fine family of broadcast affiliates across Canada, the United States, Central America, the Caribbean, South America, the Pacific Rim, Asia, and Europe, the rest of the world, on TalkstarRadio.com streaming audio. If you'd like to give us a call tonight, I am not taking calls the first hour. The first hour, we are not taking calls, so if you call, they will not be answered. It's a private one-on-one interview tonight with myself and the Prophet Yahweh. Hour number two, William Kennedy will be our special guest talking about Lucifer's Lodge. Hour number three, Frank Longo. We're going to be talking about his DVD that has just been released called Capturing the Light, 30,000 Feet of Proof. And in hour number four, Cal Korf will be joining me with this week's edition of Cal's Corner. Hour two, three, and four, you can give me a call and speak to our guests, ask them any questions you'd like. Give us your point of view. Tell us what's on your mind at 1-877-528-8255. Now, that is toll-free throughout the U.S., Canada, Alaska, and Hawaii at 1-877-528-8255. My email address is xzone@talkstarradio.com. On MSN Messenger, you can chat with me here in our studios at talkstarradio@hotmail.com. And our website, www.xzoneradio.com. I received a call this morning from the people at the Space Channel. They're going to be coming out here next Tuesday to our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, to do a feature on the X Zone, and I'm really excited about that. And as soon as I find out what the broadcast dates are in Canada and the United States, I will let you, the X Zone Nation, know when and where and what channels it will be on. Also, hopefully, next Monday, we will have our TV feed back up. As you know, when we moved, there were some technical requirements that we had to juggle around. And the people that from our technical department are telling me that everything is ready for a go back next Monday. And at that time, www.xzonetv.com will be the website to watch and listen to the show live from our studios here in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. My first guest tonight is the Prophet Yahweh. The Prophet, or the Seer Yahweh, is an American man who resides in Las Vegas, Nevada. Prophet Yahweh claims to have the ability to summon UFOs using passages from the Bible. He says that he developed this ability after studying the Old Testament in its original Hebrew form and gaining knowledge related to UFOs from his studies. Prophet Yahweh was born as Ramon Watkins in Memphis, Tennessee. He briefly attended Tuscany Institute on a basketball scholarship before accepting a football scholarship to Southern Illinois University, where he joined the ministry. Prophet Yahweh's first radio ministry occurred on WYZE, an Atlanta, Georgia radio station in 1978. In 1981, he began his first cable television program at Viacom. In 1996, he began airing a UFO cable TV show in Los Angeles, California. When I come back on the other side of this two-minute break, the Prophet Yahweh joins me here on the X-Zone on the TalkStar Radio Network. Our website, once again, is www.xzoneradio.com. And if you go to our website, we have some rather interesting footage of a UFO. All you have to do is go to the top, and there's a link that'll link you to this footage. And I'd like to know what you think of this footage, X-Zone Nation. Is it a UFO? Is it real? Or is this more CGI photography? The Prophet Yahweh is my special guest when the X-Zone commences for Thursday, January the 17th, on the other side of this two-minute commercial break, right here live and around the world on the TalkStar Radio Network from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada.
This light appears. They said, what we're showing you is to prepare you.
You're seeing things, you're hearing things. Not normal.
For her to be seeing it as regularly as she did, I found that really hard to rectify.
If I didn't see it, it's not there. That's all there is to it.
We all thought I was imagining it. And I said, I've got to prove it. And then started filming.
You can't even do that. You can't make it up.
Oh my gosh. Mrs. Izette is presenting us with an entirely different view of UFOs, extraterrestrial visitation, and what it means to mankind.
We're not easily swayed by things. We're really moved.
I'm almost getting goosebumps talking about it.
This is hard physical evidence.
Amazing. Irrefutable proof.
The smoking gun proof.
The more you look at this footage, it does affect you as a human being. Be prepared. You're going to change looking at this stuff.
What I'm experiencing is I'm sharing it. Take it or leave it.
That is the trailer for Capturing the Light, 30,000 Feet of Proof, a documentary by Frank Longo. And Frank is going to be with us in hour number three talking about this dramatic footage. My guest this hour, X-Zone Nation, is Prophet Yahweh. Prophet Yahweh is a seer, and he is known around the world for summoning UFOs. And Prophet Yahweh, welcome to the X-Zone. To you, sir, and your family, a very happy new year.
Thank you. The same to you, and I'm happy to be back home.
Prophet Yahweh, there's been a lot of sightings lately of UFOs, specifically in Texas, Stevensville. There were dozens of people who saw a giant-size UFO, and the media has focused in on it. People are now descending to the area of Stephenville and Claiborne and Claiborne, Texas, to see exactly what was in the sky. And I know that you have been summoning UFOs for a number of years, and I was wondering if you might be able to give us any insight into what is happening and why there are so many UFO sightings now.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing about it is this. A lot of people don't want to hear about what this UFO phenomenon really is because it's what they don't want to hear. They want to think that these are the enemy. They want to think that these are monsters. They want to believe what Hollywood has said, which is that freak beings or freak creatures are in these ships and they come and they eat us all up. That's the furthest thing from the truth. The truth about the matter is that this is all of biblical origination and the fulfillment of biblical prophecy. Our Bible prophecy says that in the last days, there will be great signs in the heaven. That's Jeremiah 10, verses 1 through 2, I mean 4, excuse me. And scriptures tells us that a delegation is going to be sent, of state beings or angels, and that they would, like, gain our attention in degrees and slowly and gently wake us up to their presence in order to herald in the return of the Messiah. I'm hated greatly by everybody because, I mean, in the UFO movement that I know of, because I say that this is the fulfillment of prophecy. They want need to talk like them, saying that these are monsters. I say they're the angels of Yahweh, and that they are here, and they're gradually beginning to intervene. And what happened in Shelbyville, Texas, is just one of a series manifestations that shall continue in their boldness mm-hmm. and in their clarity, you know, as each week passes.
Prophet, do you believe that we're in the final days, the end days, as talked about in the book of Revelations, the apocalypse?
Yes, very much so. And I know that the false prophet is here. I know that the beast is ready to take, or the so-called Antichrist is mm-hmm. ready to take control of this, of the revived Roman Empire, which is the new European market. I know that there's preparing to be a clash, according to biblical prophecy, of the forces of the East against the forces of the West. Speaking of, the power of Russia yeah. and the power of America, you know, and prophecy lets us know that it's going to happen via that's the start. It's Iran, this war is going to bring about a complete destruction of the East and West, given rise to the new United Europe, which would be the new power of the earth. And the thing about it is that this whole thing is being manipulated by grand design by the forces of evil. They want a new world order that rules over nations like nations rule over their people. And they're preparing to create the disaster, the suffering, and the starvation, and the war and worldwide. You know, that will call all nations and all people in those nations to cry out for a new system, something that they feel will bring back order or at the very least feed them. And but this new order, this new government that the people will be given, is going to be the mark of the beast, a system. Everybody be signed their numbers electronically imprinted on them and to receive this means that you sold your soul to the devil. And it's all because of the UFO and spaceship sightings that is speeding up so fast.
You know, Prophet, there was an article in the Newswire service the other day where now in Great Britain they're going to be implanting chips, microchips, into prisoners. And I remember speaking to, and I don't remember who it was, but they were saying that the Internet, www, relates, and I forget how they explained it to me, but it relates to the number 666.
It does, you know, like the W in Hebrew is Wah, which is the letter is pronounced Wah, mm-hmm. and it's the sixth letter of the Hebrew alphabet.
Ah.
You know, and so www is 666. If you look at the numerical value of the W in the Hebrew language, and It's definitely coming. Really, Rob, it's a very scary moment to be living in. And, I'm one of very few people that would tell the people the truth mm-hmm. about what they should do. We're looking at the closing moments of life as we know it. And I feel, according to the things I'm hearing and sensing, that everybody who is capable should be preparing to evacuate the city. Find some type of retreat as far away from major population as they can, where they can get, water out of the ground, mm-hmm. where they can store up non-perishable food, durable clothing, or medical supplies, and everything they need. Because a complete collapse is coming, and I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just telling people the truth. You know, it's scary. It really is. I'm scared for me. I'm scared for my family, and I'm just seems like as each month passes, we're just barely able to make ends meet, much less mm-hmm. get prepared for this thing. The collapse is coming. And so those stuck in the cities are going to really hate the day that they're born. But those who can work together as a family, organization, or whatever, churches, mosques, synagogues, or whatever, and find property. If it's only 5 acres, and get their trailer home. And but the key is knowing how to store up food and the medical supplies, and they can live comfortably through this thing that's coming. But because the bulk of the turmoil and the revolution in this will be contained in the city, you know, based on the way the government and FEMA plans on handling it. And
well, we saw.
Go ahead.
No, I said with that, I was just going to say that we saw how they handled the Katrina disaster down in New Orleans,
yeah.
And you know, I hope they've learned many lessons from that.
Yeah, I think so, but the thing about it, Rob, is that what you have are moles in high places. You know, I've been studying the conspiracy for world conquest for many years, and I do know how that many of the political leaders that we have are hand-picked by the internationalists, and they were whom they can destroy whenever they want. The internationalists can destroy these people whenever they want. They got all kind of files and stuff on them. They can destroy them when they're ready. But they set them up in power for one purpose and one purpose only, and that is to do their will and to you know, bring about this moment. They want a new world government, a world government, and a new world religious system. And out of this is going to come a world dictator, the likes of which will make Hitler look small.
And is that that's going to be the Antichrist, am I correct?
Yes, yes. And he's alive and been trained. He's waiting. He's just waiting for the incident that's according to Ezekiel 38 and 39 that's going to bring Gog and Magog down into Persia or Iran.
Right.
And that's going to cut off the war. I mean, cut off the oil to the industrialized nation. But the thing about it, America is going to be there. It's going to be a war between America and Russia via Iran and their allies that's going to cut off the oil. And it'll never, life will never be the same again. And so as I pray to Yahweh and speak to him, I ask him to just use me, because I have the boldness and the courage to let people know, and that our lives are in danger. We don't have long. We don't have long. They better start quit, you know, just arguing about all kind of stupid stuff, especially within their families, and just start saying, you know, like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
Something's wrong. And they need to start, you know, questioning what do we do? I mean, like, as it stands today, a bear has more sense than all of us, because it can judge by its environment, looking at the signs of the times to, in order to know that hard times are coming. And the first thing it does is start storing up food, even though it's in its body, and it finds a place where it can go and live comfortably through the troublesome times. And we're supposed to be able to outthink a bear. Now, many people, even the fools amongst us, are sensing that, man, at the rate catastrophes and disorder are moving in the direction that it's heading. You know, like, man, we can't expect, you know, life to go on as usual with us.
Prophet Yahweh, we have to take our news break at the bottom of the hour. Please stand by. The Prophet Yahweh is our very special guest. And when we come back, more with the Prophet Yahweh. Still to come on tonight's show, we have William Kennedy, we have Frank Longo, and we have Cal Korf. My name is Rob McConnell. This is The X Zone, a place where people dare to believe and dare to be heard, a place where fact is fiction and fiction is reality. And if you'd like to visit Prophet Yahweh's website, it's www.prophetyahweh.com. I'll be back with the Prophet on the other side of this commercial break with the news from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on Talkstar.
If you've got... Greetings, X-Zone Nation. This is Les Pedroia from AskAPI.org, and you're listening to my old friend, Rob McConnell, on the X-Zone Radio Show, heard exclusively around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network.
Welcome back to the X Zone, everyone. This portion of the X Zone is being brought to you by Ken Klein Productions, bringing mysteries into the light of day. www.kenkleintv.com. That's KenKleinTV.com. And by Technon, the science of survival. When danger strikes, are you going to be prepared? Visit their website at www.technonllc.com. The Prophet Yahweh is our very special guest this hour. Prophet, thanks very much for joining us tonight. What is your opinion?
Thank you for having me.
It's my pleasure, sir. What is your opinion, Prophet, on the end of the Mayan calendar and the year 2012?
Well, I think it's real. Now, the wise men of China also foretold that date, and the wise men of Japan. Mm-hmm. And I never knew of 2012. All I know is that I was asleep one night a few years ago, and I heard 2010, evacuate the cities, 2012, all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
That was in my sleep. And so I woke up and sat on the edge of the bed. I said, what? 2010 got to be ready to evacuate the cities because 2012, all hell break loose. And I got real scared because I said, man, I don't know if I can get this thing together for me and my family to be able to get out of these cities and have a place of retreat where we can survive. And then it dawned on me that it's probably not that in 2012 all hell breaks loose, but rather that the circumstances that caused it to break loose. At least that's what I'm hoping, and from that scenario we'll have more time. But when I sent out an email about it to some of my groups, people started telling me about the Mayan calendar, and then other people told me about the Chinese prophecies and the Japanese prophecies of 2012. Mm-hmm. I said, wow, well, I heard about it too. And I had not ever heard of them and their prophecy. So I believe that the year 2012 would give birth to the circumstances, if not the actual events. And, that would bring about the conditions whereby all forms of political and financial order collapses. Set the conditions for a new government that's over the entire planet, that rules over nations like nations rule over their people, and the emergence of the king of that new world order. And, I believe in that the Mayans and other people and the Dogons of Africa,
mm-hmm.
when they speak of 2012, I believe that it's definitely going to be the moment that you're either going to have it together or you're not.
The writing is on the wall. In the year 2010, North America, the North American Union, is supposed to come into effect. That's the amalgamation of Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And it's supposed to be paralleling the European Union. There's going to be a new currency, a one currency for the North American Union, which is supposed to be the Amero. And you know, when you look at the formation of the North American Union and you compare it to what has been said about the New World Order, they are one and the same.
Yes, it is. Well, what's happening now is that power is being consolidated in smaller segments. Right now, you have the European Union, you have the Asian unions, you have your African unions. Now you got your the Hispanic unions, and now you got the North American Union. Now, with people being so used to these unions coming about and becoming official, it's nothing to stop the leaders of those unions from uniting and into one union. And so they're basically bringing about a world government very subtly before our eyes in pockets. It looked like it's about five major pockets, mm-hmm. of power being consolidated over the nations. And the next step is when they all merge together, those five unions, or six or whatever it is, merge together into one gigantic worldwide government and, quiet as it kept, world religion.
Prophet, have you taken any thought or have you looked into did you look into the talk that is going around the internet about Planet X, the return of Nibiru?
I've heard about it. Everybody keep asking me about it, but I have not studied it. You know, basically because I have not seen it in scriptures. I pretty much stay, centered on a biblical prophecy.
Right.
I do know that in Daniel, the first and second chapter, it does talk about a great stone coming and smiting the earth that was made without hands. And so people are saying that some planet is preparing to collide with the earth. I don't know if it's Nibiru or what, but I haven't studied it. I probably won't, because the main thing I'm thinking about now is... at the rate that all of these unions are, consolidating power and with the advancements that's being made technologically and what looks like revival of the Roman Empire, my thing is to try to figure out how I can wake up as many people as possible to what they can do to escape the suffering that's coming. But, other than that, I use my ability to summon UFOs to validate some of the things I'm saying, which most of the people that hear it, especially when I talk about that these angels of Yahweh are here to save us, to intervene with us. As the power of evil grows more and more powerful, you're going to see more and more ships and actual spaceships, and they're going to be superhuman beings in them, And I say that this is the fulfillment of prophecy. These are the angels, and they're here to save us. Now, there are other aspects of this, from the racial makeup of them, what their agenda is when they get here, and all of that. But like, to talk about all these things, that'll take a long time. So no, when I come on an interview, I just speak about that which is important to all people, and what we must do. And as a matter of fact, I got that DVD on Capturing the Light, and I advise anybody that want to see something that is staggering, they should really get that DVD. I thought, man, I'm glad I got it.
Yeah.
And I thought that was absolutely stunning.
Prophet, why is it some people see UFOs and other people don't?
Well, because they are... What's happening in the earth is that the angels of Yahweh are releasing these flying machines or appearing in their craft, to perform exploits. And there's only so much that they can release. So many exploits they can perform. And so what they do, they reserve these manifestations and exploits for the eyes of people who they think will receive them better. Those who are ready for it, because those people will carry the message and let other people know. Now, for those that will look at it and see it and think nothing about it, and walk away from it, and they won't, you perform exports for them. But the thing about it is that I know that these manifestations are taking place in an even more bolder way. Like at my YouTube UFO site, youtube.com/Prophet Yahweh, I have a spacecraft that I filmed three times, October 13th, October 14th, and once again on November the 17th. This was a cigar-shaped spacecraft, and it had faint blue light pulsating and oscillating up along the side of it. It came, all three of them came when I summoned it, and they had no wings, no rudder, no cockpit, just a cylinder-shaped craft, and it appeared right over downtown Las Vegas and flew across the whole city, and I filmed it, like I said, three different times. Now, also, Right after that, a craft appeared that allowed me to film it from the distance, but you had to see the lights going off of it, going off on it to know that that was likely anything we made. But so the manifestations are continuing. Me, we have, you know, the UFOs are coming down. I mean, they're letting me film them, and it's just staggering. The deep thing about it is that now I have an HD camera and have HD editing capability. And the people over at GridNetworks.com, they are working with me, and they are bringing full-screen HD streaming to the world. You need to go see it, Rob. You might want to consider working with them. But the thing about it, I have an account now with them, mm-hmm. and we're developing a site for all the sightings I film in HD to be seen by people throughout the Earth in HD. And so with the people that put together Capturing the Light, and the thing that happened in Shelbyville, Texas, and then the thing that happened in San Diego the other day on January the 1st. Did you hear about that one?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and then when you consider that how quickly we forget how these manifestations have been consistently taking place. Look at what happened in New England.
Yes.
I mean, not New England, England. Yeah. After I had that pub, you know, the sky lit up. And then think about what happened in New Jersey. The same type of a thing during a party night. The sky lit up with all these flying orbs. And both of those incidents, you had, like, police that witnessed this. And it's just a pattern ever since the Phoenix Lights. It's just been a consistent pattern of other type of manifestations similar to the Phoenix Lights in different areas, and just and then, you know, the triangle craft over Arizona, and you know, and now this in Texas. Just so many events of intervention that are happening back to back to back. But what I've noticed is that there are shorter periods of time now between those major events.
All right, now
so we headed to something.
Now, we're talking about prophecies here, Prophet Yahweh. Is it possible, now this is a hypothetical question, is it possible that if this planet was to smarten up, that we could avoid the disasters that are prophesied in Bible?
We could probably lessen the effects of them, but the thing about it, like, the prophecy of the Bible shows a period coming whereby you know, this new world leader that's coming, before he allows us to snap out of the mystery systems that they have us all caught up in and believing are true, when they actually only damn the soul, he's going to unleash nuclear warheads upon all major populations of the earth. You know, so. The biblical prophecies are written in stone. I mean, like, they're not foretelling of that which can be adjusted. They're really foretelling of that which is going to come to pass. And in Isaiah 14, it talked about this Luciferian figure and how that he made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof. You know, and so this new world religious political leader that's coming, I'm not going to say what religious order he's going to come out of,
mm-hmm.
but he's definitely going to try his best to kill all of us off so that all of us would die in the religious, spiritual belief systems that we're in, so that we would not snap out of it and turn to what these beings are talking about in order to save us. So, you know, like, I don't see nothing good coming, and to tell you the truth, I don't see nothing but death in one way or the other. Now, the prophecies are written like that so that the wise will be able to judge by the seriousness of the times and the signs of the times, that they give you an idea of how fast key events in prophecy are coming have an idea how soon you must prepare, and they can live comfortably. Like, you know, like, I plan on living through this suffering that's coming, you know, and watching it all on satellite and having my own alternative telephone systems via satellite and communication systems, which that, I'm talking about, you know, alternative type things and alternative.
Prophet Yahweh, please stand by. I have to take my final break. The Prophet Yahweh is our special guest. And if you'd like to visit the Prophet Yahweh's website, it is www.prophetyahweh.com. PROPHETYAHWEH.com. And the Prophet and I will be back on the other side of this commercial break as the X-Zone continues live and around the world from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, exclusively on Talkstar.
Greetings from Cal Corp and Cal's Corner in the beautiful city of Prague in the Czech Republic at www.calcorp.com. You're listening to my good friend, Mr. Rob McConnell, in the X-Zone, heard around the world exclusively on the Talkstar Radio Network at www.xzoneradio.com. Join Rob and I Thursday nights from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time as the X-Zone and Cal's Corner do a simulcast reaching a world where people dare to believe and dare to be heard.
Back to the X-Zone, everyone. My name is Rob McConnell. My guest this hour is the Prophet Yahweh. And Prophet, thank you very much for spending the hour with us here. And a couple of things that I just wanted to get your opinion on before we had to say so long in about 4 minutes. There's a lot of talk now about the danger of cloned meat, cloned milk, the genetically modified foods that are going to be on the shelves soon. And is there any mention of this in the Bible? And what are your opinions on this?
Well, I don't know of, direct mentioning of something like that in the Bible. My opinion, is that these scientists are losing their ever-loving mind. I mean, but and with all things, you got good and bad. You got good technology, you got bad technology, you got good scientists, you got bad scientists. But I think we're stepping over the edge, and that's part of the reason why that these beings are here. I can tell you this, though. These beings are here to save us, these space beings. And, Rob, I've made a number of predictions. In every situation when I made them, something that fit within or near the guidelines of what I said would happen occurred. Okay, but I think I got it right this time, Rob, and I'm telling you, I'm preparing to film in the Nevada desert a spaceship, real one. Mm-hmm. Not a smaller craft, but real spaceships in the Nevada desert, and I'm going to film them in HD. And let's just see. It feels like before the month's out or shortly thereafter, it's real soon. I'm being called back to this desolate spot. I've been back there several times. The voice I hear is telling me where it's going to land and to be ready. It's telling me to get the equipment and come. It's told me that before, but I couldn't get ready. But anyway, something deep is preparing to have. We're preparing to have landings on American soil. They're going to touch down on American soil to show who they are. They're going to step out the ships, you know, maybe not the first time I feel, but I'm seeing myself being called out and filmed in these ships, and eventually the beings getting out, the beings even letting me go in with my HD camera and film inside. But, Rob, if we film a spaceship within the 4 months out or shortly thereafter, I could be wrong, like I usually am sometimes. Sometimes I'm right. Then, man, this is a whole new different
Prophet Yahweh, I'm sorry we've run out of time for tonight. Again, thanks very much for joining us. Take care of yourself, Prophet. And let us know when that ship lands, and we'd love to have you back on again.
Sounds good. Thank you for having me.
Take care, sir.
All right,
1-877-528-8255 is our toll-free number. The lines are now open. When we come back from this commercial break with the news, William Kennedy joins me talking about Lucifer's Lodge right here live and around the world on the Talkstar Radio Network from our studios in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada on Talkstar.